You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
95BFM News Election Coverage 2020, Health and Referendums.
With the upcoming referendum on the use of cannabis, there's been a lot of talk about the benefits of using cannabis, but there probably hasn't been a lot of focus on the potential harm that it could do to your lungs. Professor Bob Hancox is a respiratory specialist at the Otago University, and I had a quick chat with him about the potential harmful use of it and started by asking the professor what his study has found so far.
So we've looked at cannabis users in the Dunedin multidisciplinary study, which has been following about 1,000 New Zealanders ever since birth right up to now age 45. And it's collected quite a lot of information on how much they've used marijuana or cannabis over their adult lives. And we've looked at the effects on their lungs. And what we find is that it does influence lung function, but it does in quite a different way to tobacco for reasons that we don't understand. What it actually does to the lungs can get quite technical, but from the person's point of view, it causes a lot of airway inflammation, a lot of bronchitis, so they have a lot of cough, they cough up phlegm. We can measure these effects when we do the complicated lung function tests. So in terms of the, there's more resistance to breathing in and out. And for some reason, their lungs tend to be hyperinflated or bigger, which isn't as good a thing as it sounds. It sounds like you've got bigger lungs, that's better, but actually it possibly reflects the fact that they're causing airways disease, and people who do smoke a lot of tobacco also get bigger lungs, and it's reflecting some damage happening on the inside. So we are concerned about the effect of long-term cannabis use on lung function, but they do appear to be different to tobacco. I can't tell you why they're different, but that's sort of really only speculative. I think it is important to know that cannabis is not going to be harmless to the lungs.
What are your thoughts on the upcoming cannabis referendum? Do you think there's enough study or research done on the damage to lungs that it could potentially cause?
Yeah, well, I haven't heard much talk about the potential effects on lungs. There's been a lot of discussion about the effects of criminalising cannabis, which is, I agree, is a major problem. There's been some effects talking about the effects on mental health, which is again a major issue. But there hasn't been much consideration about what legalization is potentially going to do to people's lungs and maybe other aspects of the health. So I am concerned that if we have a big increase in cannabis use, we will see more people harmed. I think people have got to balance that against that actually the criminalisation of cannabis is doing harm in itself, and so it's putting the power of cannabis into criminal gangs, and actually lots of people are using cannabis anyway. So that's something that people have got to weigh up. But they are, it would be naive to think that we're not going to see more physical harm because people are using cannabis more.
We have a big goal for 2025 of making Aotearoa smoke-free. Do you think the legalisation of recreational use of cannabis will hamper that goal?
It does seem to be contradictory, doesn't it? I mean, what we know is nearly everybody who's using cannabis is smoking it. I mean, there are other ways of taking cannabis, which may avoid some of the respiratory effects, but certainly most people who currently use it smoke it. And it does seem to fly in the face of trying to go smoke-free by 2025 to start legalizing another smoked product. Of course, if people smoke both tobacco and cannabis, they're going to get the worst of both, so they're going to do some real harm. And I think people get distracted by saying, well, cannabis is no worse than tobacco, or at least maybe not as bad as tobacco. Actually, tobacco is so bad for us that that's not really something that we should compare anything else with.
In your findings, what have you seen as benefits from using cannabis?
I haven't really looked at any benefits. So I know that there's a very strong lobby for using cannabis medicinally. I haven't seen, I'm really not an expert in those areas, and I haven't done any research into that myself. I think if we're going to use cannabis as a medicine, it needs to be tested as a medicine like any other medicine. And, we need to know what it actually does, what the side effects are, what the correct dosing schedule is, and all of that. And it would need to be regulated like any other pharmaceutical, so that when you buy your cannabis, you know exactly what you're getting. And I don't think any of that's true at the moment.
Do you think ingesting cannabis in a different way, just like you mentioned before, CBD oil, will reduce or even eliminate the harm?
Well, there's certainly potential to reduce the harm. I mean, obviously, as a lung doctor, we would prefer that people didn't smoke it. So you would imagine that taking cannabis oil or edibles or using CBD, which doesn't have, or at least I understand, doesn't have the same psychoactive effect, certainly reduce the lung harms. Whether they will reduce the other harms or not, I really can't say.
That was Professor Bob Hancock's there from the University of Otago, speaking about the possible effects smoking cannabis could do to your lungs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.